The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Whether it's ride sharing and the freedom to do business and compete with the old guard or whatever you want to discuss, you can join us here on the Live Sunday Show. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Coming up, Mark, you're going to tell us about Captain America. There's a new movie out, apparently, and you saw it Thursday.
Yeah.
Saw it Thursday in a special preview, and I guess there's someone's written something that you wanted to share about that. We'll get into that here in moments. Tom is on the line in New Hampshire. Tom, you said I think you'd called. Well, you called toward the end of the last hour, and
field trip for your daughter, right?
You said something about your daughter going down to visit D.C. You're in New Hampshire, and I was a little confused as to what was happening. Was your daughter taking a bus down to D.C. or a flight down? What was happening?
She was on a bus.
A bus.
And we took a flight.
You and your wife.
Yeah, my wife and I took a flight. And then Tuesday evening, we went over to the Lincoln Memorial. And we're walking around outside the Lincoln Memorial when five busloads of eighth graders from New Hampshire pull up. And they're getting off the bus. And, yes, our daughter sure was surprised to find us hanging around. Hey, it's open to the public. The teacher was surprised, wasn't expecting to see you here. Yeah, well, you know, it's open to the public. Oh, by the way, teacher, you know, when you have to update the emergency contact information, you need to know that we are also staying at the Comfort Inn Landmark in Alexandria, Virginia. Yeah, so yeah, here we are. See, people.
So let me clarify. Was that where your daughter was staying as well?
Yeah, that's where they were staying. The field trip students were staying there, and
got
the chaperones. And so, but people from all over the world, of course, have stayed at that hotel, and there's no reason why we can't rent a room at that hotel and stay there.
As so you're kind of shadowing your daughter on this field trip. Is this being a helicopter parent, Tom?
A little bit, because she's got special needs, but also it's asserting the fact that, hey, she may be a student on a field trip, as far as the bureaucrats are concerned, but she is not a sequestered juror or anything. She is out in a public place, and at lunch places, by the way, places where they're scheduled to stop for lunch, those were, you know, one of them was the News Museum, and the Newseum, it's called, and so we bought tickets and went on in there and said, oh, there she is having lunch. How you doing? You're all okay and everything? And she seemed to like the fact, and we seemed to like, you know, it's a, this never happened before, and I'm calling it parallel touring, by the way, because nobody's come up with a name for it. Because
helicopter parenting just sounds so messed up.
Well, now, so you say she has special needs. Now, I don't know. That's a big category, right? So, I mean, is that something you want to talk
about? She's way behind in school, but I don't know why. But in any case, so
are you worried? You know, are you worried that she's not going to be able to handle going out in public? What is it that you're concerned with happening?
We just want to have a good time and surprise the kid. And, you know, where, yes, she is in school. The bureaucrats don't have a concept for, and they don't have a way to regulate this. You know, that, hey, they have a student who's on a field trip, but she's going to a museum. And there's no way to stop her parents from buying tickets to the same museum.
Why would they want to stop you from buying tickets?
Oh, no. They're bureaucrats. They think they own our children, you know, and they just weren't.
Well, I mean, it's a completely voluntary thing, right? And this sounds like one of those school trips where, you know, the class raises money together to try to, everybody has to, you know, sort of fund their own trip. Like, if you couldn't afford to pay for the ticket, the school's not paying for the tickets, right? Like, so if you guys didn't buy the bus ticket, if you didn't pay for the hotel room, she wouldn't be on this trip.
Correct. And it would have been interesting to see what would have happened if we had, and see the reason that she's not in school on Friday is because she's on a field trip. But Saturday, the reason she's not in school is because there's no school on Saturday. It would have been interesting to see what would have happened if we had decided to take her home on the plane with us instead of letting her stay on the field trip. Because
I suspect that would have been interesting because the school would have wanted to have control over her. They likely believed that they have dominion over her for the entirety of whatever the scheduled field trip was. And if you just, you know, came in and said, well, we're going to take our daughter home now, that would be very interesting. Thanks, Tom, for the call tonight. The toll-free number sounds like that didn't happen, though. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I guess I understand, you know, if your kid's a little bit different or whatever, maybe feeling more like you need to be a helicopter parent in that way.
Yeah.
Mark, you're the only one with a kid here in the studio.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, Tom's got to parent the way that Tom's going to parent.
Yeah.
And Tom's kid's going to turn out the way Tom's kid's going to turn out.
It's certainly not a very free-range approach, let's say that. No, I prefer the free-range approach.
I can say that, you know, if you spend a lot of time with your kid and it's not the sort of thing that you send them off to school very often, where Jack is... we homeschool, and he is with us all the time. When he goes off with other folks, it can be a little weird for us. It's like, shouldn't we be being bothered about some, you know, thing that's not that important to us right now by our son? No, apparently not. I guess we can let's go get some ice cream or something. We don't know what to do with ourselves often.
Let's talk to Daryl in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Daryl.
Yes, I am an Uber and Lyft driver here in Austin.
Oh, so sorry.
I am really upset with what's going on here. And I don't know if he told you, this was started by a city councilwoman named Ann Kitchens, who is who's got like a bunch of money from the cab company.
I remember hearing her name before. There was a story where they were trying to regulate Uber and Lyft, and so Uber like started offering horseless carriage rides or horse carriage rides, and this woman was not happy about that. I forget all those details, but remember her name.
Like I said, I didn't hear the whole thing. I just kind of got on the tail end of the guy from Arcade City.
Yeah, Arcade City.
What it is... Lyft, from what I understand, they're leaving completely from what they told us. Uber Eats is staying, which means you just deliver food. That's staying. That's not leaving. That's staying for the whole area.
Okay.
Uber is leaving Austin city limits only. They're still staying in all the surrounding cities like Round Rock, all the other cities.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, so pretty much is... From what I understand, it's pretty much they can't stop us from dropping off in Austin.
That's correct.
Up there. And because number one is they'll get sued if they start doing that because you can't tell the customer that they can't be dropped off somewhere unless it's private property.
Right.
And so Uber's going to stay around for, like, the other cities because I actually did a Lyft ride last week with a lady that's all she does is Lyft to and from work. And luckily for her, where she lives and where she works is not in Austin because she lives in Cedar Park and works in, like, Round Rock, so which is good for her. But
you just drive through Austin.
This is really, really just a horrible thing. A lot of people are going to be losing a lot of money. A lot of people who have been relying on Uber and Lyft for a long time are going to be out. The city council is going to catch a lot of flack for this.
Well, I mean, 56% of 17% of the people in Austin voted for this crap, right?
Was there anything else on the ballot? Was it just the Proposition 1, or was this like a full-on municipal election with city council members being elected?
For me, because I live in Williamson County, I don't live in Travis County, but I live in the Austin part, I voted yes because yes means Uber and Lyft will stay.
Right.
You have to live here to kind of understand what's going on. First off, 65,000 people signed the petition to get the ballot going. And then the wording of it was so horrible that they even took it to court, and some stupid judge goes, oh, it's okay. I'm like, did you read it, or you just, like, took their word for it? So what it was is near the end of it, there was so much BS being told by the opponents of Uber and Lyft that people probably think we're stopping, just weren't going. And plus, at the end of the early elections, they weren't telling us what the results were. So people didn't know. And I think if people knew that the city was winning and that Uber was losing, more people would have shown up to actual vote.
They didn't. Also, hey, Daryl, thanks for the update, man. I appreciate it. It's Free Talk Live.
Dentist office, may I help you?
Hi, I'd like to cancel my teeth whitening appointment.
Oh, may I ask why?
I found a teeth whitener that works in 5 minutes that I can do from home.
Can I ask what it is?
It's called Power Swabs, and it whitens your teeth in 5 minutes, doesn't leave my teeth feeling sensitive, and it's a lot less expensive than visiting the dentist.
Hi, I'm John Greenhut, the CEO of Power Swabs, and if you want to whiten your teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days, then try Power Swabs. There's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth and you're done. It removes stains on natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. Try Power Swabs risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387. I guarantee your friends and coworkers will be wowed by your new white smile. Try it risk-free and get free shipping and handling today. Dial 1-800-665-0387. That's 1-800-665-0387.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. You can join us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Coming up, Russia is going to be cracking down on Bitcoin users if they can identify who they are. We'll tell you more about that. and some really great news for Bitcoiners in New Hampshire as well. So sort of the good and the bad in the Bitcoin world. 855-450-FREE allows you to join us. Skype username is LRN.FM. It's Ian and Mark here on the Live Sunday edition. But, Mark, you wanted to talk about the new movie. You've been a huge fan of Marvel Comics as you were growing up. You have been a big fan of the recent series of movies that they've been making. They've been making a bunch of them now that, you know, computer graphics are cheap and they can do amazing stuff with cinema.
Right,
more comic-y stuff.
I was interested in the X-Men stuff that they were putting out in the early aughts, but I didn't go see it in the theaters or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Once they started sort of trotting out the new Avengers stuff, I really got into it. So I didn't see the Hulk one in the theater. I think that was the first one. The second one was the Iron Man movie. You know, I drug you to that one, right? If you'll recall.
I don't really remember seeing Iron Man in the theater.
I was so excited about the Iron Man movie. I thought this, this is what I think. I think the Iron Man movie was as groundbreaking as Matrix, Lord of the Rings, Star Wars. I think it was that good. But, you know, I don't think a lot of people agree with me on that statement. They just
It seemed like another superhero movie to me. No, it was fine.
Yep. So I saw it. I just was amazed by it. I think I saw it three times in the theater, bought it and all that stuff. And I got really into it.
There have been three Iron Mans, right?
Two Avengers.
Now, is Iron Man an Avenger?
Yes.
Okay.
There's three Captain Americas. This most recent Captain America, Civil War, is almost Avengers again.
Now, is this about the comic series? Because there was a comic series years ago. I remember on the early days of Free Talk Live, we talked about this Civil War comic series where, like, some of the mutants or whatever, or these superheroes, took sides, one side with the government, one side against the government.
Right. There's a lot of similarities between the original Civil War story in the comics and the new Civil War. Now, I don't want to give any the Civil War movie. I don't want to give any spoilers on the movie. The movie's only been out since Friday, and I don't think that's a fair game. Some people think that spoilers never end. I figure you've got 2 or 3 weeks to get to the movie, and at that point, you're going to need to tell people about spoilers or turn off the radio or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's still important to let someone know if you're going to give a spoiler in advance, but you are not doing that.
If it's Gone with the Wind, seriously, Casablanca, do you have to give spoiler alerts for, exactly when? I could tell people the story of Beowulf and ruin it for them, but, I mean, the thing, it's an epic that's been around for 1500 years or whatever, probably longer, frankly. At some point or another, I don't owe you a spoiler alert. That's what I think.
Okay.
Now, where that is, I'm not entirely sure, and you can call in and tell me at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Back it up with some arbitrary opinion, and we'll do our best to tear it apart.
All right, so we don't have the box office returns yet for the weekend, but this is looking like it's probably going to be the number one movie.
Yeah, I suspect it will be.
This weekend, it's got incredible reviews, 91% on the tomato meter over at RottenTomatoes.com.
I gave it a 4.5. That's the highest rating I give a movie that I don't consider to be groundbreaking, like Avatar, Star Wars, Iron Man, these kind of things. So I did not give it a 5.0, but I think it's totally worth seeing, totally worth going to, all those things.
Okay.
So here you go.
Is this the one with the trailer that has, like, Captain America and Iron Man punching each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a fight over a thing called the Sokovia Accords, which says that basically, I'm not going to tell you what it says precisely, but anyway, it basically says, you know, one's a sort of a pro-governmental position, the other one's kind of a more, outside the system. You know, a private security company is essentially what the Avengers are. They don't get paid to do what they do, but they're their own private security company. They come when they feel like they train, and when they're not training, they, try to save the world.
How many Avengers are there?
Depends on how you're counting.
Okay.
You're talking about people who have ever been Avengers or...
Like in the movie.
I still can't answer the question.
Okay.
Let's say somewhere close to a dozen people.
Okay,
sort of Avengers, but they don't all show up. You don't want to have Hulk or Iron Man fighting in this battle because it just throws everything, puts us too much of a spin on it.
I thought Iron Man was in this movie.
Did I say Iron Man? I'm sorry, Hulk or Thor. You don't want them in this battle because they're just too epic of heroes.
Okay.
Even Vision, who is, you know, a heavy hitter, he doesn't take a very, he doesn't seem to be emotionally in the battle. He, you know, he has a love interest.
All right, so you've got some sort of news story or opinion piece, or what do you want to share about this? Because obviously you like the movie, but who else?
Well, apparently the author Amanda Marcote at Salon.com didn't like the movie so much.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's the title of her piece over.
Salon's kind of a lefty blog. Yeah.
Salon is the shark jumpinest lefty blog out there. It's amazing the stuff that they'll put up there. They hate themselves a libertarian, and anything that if you write something anti-libertarian, you can get it published by Salon. It's just they're just that way.
All right.
So here they say Captain America's a douchey libertarian now. Why did Marvel have to ruin Steve Rogers? The Captain America movies have been the crown jewels of the robust Marvel Cinematic Universe for lots of reasons. Great casting, fun action, and a strong sense of genre. But for me, one of the most satisfying aspects is how much the movies really get Steve Rogers, also known as Captain America. Most corporate blockbuster movies would cave in to the temptation to make the character some kind of generic, apolitical patriot, abandoning the comic tradition that has painted him as a New Deal Democrat standing up consistently for liberal values. And I think this is sort of an interesting interpretation. There's a lot of good evidence that Captain America was a New Deal Democrat when he was sort of created. But he's been, he worked for the government a great deal in the form of S.H.I.E.L.D., and he has been sort of recast as Republican-y sometimes and Democrat-y other times.
You're talking about in the comics?
In the comics.
Okay.
And I think that it's a little unfair to cast Captain America as a Democrat entirely. I think Captain America is an independent, nationalist, essentially. He's a patriot. Most corporate blockbuster movies would cave into, instead, in both of the first movie, Captain America Winter Soldier, and Captain America Winter Soldier, we get Steve the liberal. Now, I don't see how they get Captain America Winter Soldier as a liberal. What Winter Soldier said to me is Captain America was a privacy advocate.
Okay.
Who refused to work for the government. I think it's the most libertarian of these movies up to this point, even including the current one. Winter Soldier is the best Captain America out there, and I think it might be the best Avengers movie entirely for me, because what essentially they did there is they said World War II allowed the United States, sort of caused all the problems in the world, regarding the United States. Hydra infiltrates the United States government and stays in there for decades until they essentially are ready to take over the world and take out, the 20,000 most influential radicals, which would probably stifle the species as far as innovation in the area of government and human rights and that kind of thing.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. More analysis of Captain America. You can join us here as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind and your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition. You can join us on the radio. The toll free number is 855-450-FREE. Is Captain America a liberal? Is he a libertarian? Who is this guy? Mark, you're a big fan of the series. We're going to continue with your analysis here. I guess there's a third Captain America movie that came out this weekend on Friday. You can join us here as well, though, and bring up whatever's on your mind. Modern states commonly deploy coercion in a wide array of circumstances in which the resort to force would clearly be wrong for any private agent. What entitles the state to behave in this manner, and why should citizens obey its commands? In The Problem with Political Authority, Michael Humer examines theories of political authority from the social contract theory to theories of democratic authorization to fairness and consequence-based theories. Ultimately, no theory of authority succeeds, and thus no government has the kind of authority often ascribed to governments. Humer goes on to discuss how voluntary and competitive institutions could provide the central goods for the sake of which the state is often deemed necessary, including law, protection from private criminals, and national security. An orderly and livable society thus does not require acquiescence in the illusion of political authority. Find The Problem with Political Authority by Michael Humer on Amazon and at all major bookstores. As we continue here, Mark, you're sharing from Salon.com a story where the author is claiming that Captain America has been made into a libertarian.
A douchey libertarian.
In this movie,
yes.
She is saying that in the previous movies, she believes he's a liberal.
Right. And I think that this is this shows good writing. And it shows a
good writing by the Salon author or by Captain America?
By the Captain, the people who have been doing the movies up to this point. Is that people have been able... People from all walks have been able to identify with the character, right? Like, generally, people would look at Captain America and say, you know, for those that don't have a deep and abiding knowledge of the character, they'd say, well, this guy's, you know, kind of a Republican from the heart of America, that kind of thing. And that's, you know, really nothing could be further from the truth as far as Captain America goes. But he's, you know, he's the hoo-ha. You know, people think of him as a very patriotic guy. In fact, Captain America ascribes to principle. And I would, in my mind, I would have put him sort of in your camp, Ian. He's a man who adheres to principle far more than he adheres to anything else. He can't bend in that particular area. So, but, I mean, I can totally see how some Republicans would say, this is our guy. And I can totally see how liberals would say, this is our guy. And, frankly, I think he's a libertarian, but that's what I'm supposed to think as a libertarian, right?
Okay.
What's interesting is this author here, she's just had it. Gosh darn it, you know, trying to make... how is it that Marvel made Captain America a douchey libertarian in this movie when, in fact, Captain America took this position years ago, essentially the same position in the Marvel Comics universe? In the Marvel Comics universe, the Civil War was over the Superhero Registration Act. They, all the superheroes, anybody who wanted to wear a mask, had to register with the government, and then they would get paychecks and be part of a sort of a government squad.
Hey, that happened in, I think, is it New York, where the government was demanding that the characters, the superhero characters, register with the
I think that there state? Was a city that was requiring people,
was it Hollywood?
Some people that were dressing up as superheroes,
yeah,
to register. And, you know, if you're running around in a mask, I imagine the government's going to want that.
Life imitates art.
And Captain America felt like there were certain superheroes that superheroes needed to stand up for their anonymity. Mm. Think about it for a second. If you're Spider-Man, who's always been an outsider, you've got a family, you've got a wife, you've got a child. I believe Peter Parker has a wife and child at this point. I don't pay that much attention. But if you know, if the government agent leaves their laptop someplace, somebody takes it and gets the information. If the government has a secret, it's not a secret anymore. And if Spider-Man needs to be able to keep his identity secret so that Dr. Octopus or the Green Goblin don't come and kill Mary Jane,
mm-hmm,
that's a real issue for Spider-Man. And that's essentially what Captain America was fighting for. Captain America was known by the U.S. government. I mean, for God's sake, he was the super soldier from World War II. They knew precisely who he was. But he believed in the principle that some people needed to keep their identity secret.
Right, so he wasn't selling his fellow superheroes down the river.
And here comes the spoiler alert. Turn off your radio if you don't want to hear this little fact
from
the movie.
What are you going to spoil?
I'm going to say what the argument was
this
in the movie.
The new,
yeah, in the new movie, what the argument was about. There's these Sokovia Accords, and essentially... this was over the Avengers 2 battle. Basically, there's some people in the world that blame the Avengers for all the damage that the supervillains had done up to this point.
Yep.
So what the governments of the world were going to do was put the Avengers underneath the United Nations. And that's that would solve everything. Well, you can imagine that's not going to sit very well with certain, you know, I'm not going to like that, right? Like the Avengers just wanting to do the United Nations. Well, if you're going to have a civil war, you have to have a conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And what would the conflict reasonably be?
Within the Avengers.
Right. There has to be a conflict that they're willing to fight over.
Mm-hmm.
So Iron Man says it's worth doing. Captain America says it's not worth doing. One of them needs to be the douchey libertarian, right?
Okay.
Don't they, essentially? I mean,
there's a schism within the Avengers over this, is what you're saying.
Exactly. That's what the Civil War is about.
Gotcha.
And it's enough that people are willing to fight over it. And and really what the argument was is, well, what if there's a conflict that we need to go and handle, but the UN doesn't want us to let us do it? It's a good question. If you feel like you need to go and handle the conflict, but the UN won't let you go, you're just, you know, you're
or the converse. What if the UN wants to send you into something you don't want to be involved in?
Yeah, precisely. This is what was happening in the Ultimates Marvel Universe, where the Avengers were being employed as essentially a superhero military squad by the United States government. And what did that result in? It resulted in a superhero squad being put together by governments that disagreed with the United States, and then there's this huge battle. So the Avengers really do need, in my opinion, to stay outside of the law.
Okay.
Obviously, I'm going to side with the anti-government folks and the Captain America folks every time. Fortunately, for me, it was Captain America that happened to be the anti-government guy. But I don't know what it would have been like if they decided to switch sides and put other people in different places. But it happened to be that my favorite heroes were
all on
Captain
America's
side. So anyway, I want to go on with her complaints about this. Steve was a liberal, anti-racist, anti-sexist, valuing transparency in government and his belief that we, the people, hold power instead of some unaccountable tyrants who believe might makes right.
As though liberals hold some sort of exclusive right to being anti-racist or anti-sexist.
Right. Or that transparency is something that liberals want. Or that the idea that, I mean, hold on, unaccountable tyrants? That's essentially what government is.
Sure.
I mean, you know, that's what Steve's position is. So this is another mixed up liberal out there that believes that, you know, the UN always does the right thing, which is why I...
Ridiculous.
Yeah, it's nutty. This is a nutty article. That's why I wanted to read it.
Tell that to the people the UN troops have raped
and pillaged. This is the best that the Salon can do. Salon.com is so virulently anti-libertarian that this is the tripe that they have to publish.
Well, I think it's wonderful. I think it's great because, you know, when people are attacking libertarians, it means that the libertarians have reached some level of relevancy. You know, it used to be that I would do libertarian outreach with the Libertarian Party like a decade and a half ago, and most people didn't know what libertarians were.
No, just another word for liberal.
They hadn't heard of libertarian at all, or if they had heard of it, they didn't really know what it meant. And I think that's a little bit different now, where more people are at least aware of the term.
It's a lot different.
Yeah, I don't know how a lot different it is, but I think more people are aware of it than they were 15 years ago, and it's to the point where libertarians are being attacked. I always take the attack as a positive sign. I know some people don't like, you know, the negative publicity that surrounds it, but it's just part and parcel of what happens when your ideas or your individual or your group becomes large enough to be garnering attention. When you get attention for your ideas, people are going to hate them because that's just how people are. They feel threatened.
Change.
Yeah.
And people don't like change. I was on a, I think this was.
Including you.
I think this was in 2013 on, I don't generally like change, I don't like other people's ideas, just my own.
Okay.
I think this was 2013, right after the Republican win in the midterms. Maybe it was 2014. I'm not 100% sure. I was heading down to a Cato Institute event, and I ended up getting seated on the train next to a senior member of a Democratic senator's staff. This was the day after the Republicans won, and I was talking to him about the results. He's like, the Republicans don't scare me. Demographically, they're dying off. The people that scare me are the libertarians.
We've got more. You can join us. 855-450-FREE. We're not done with Salon, right?
That's excellent.
All right. 855-450-FREE. You want to talk about Captain America or whatever's on your mind? Take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Show.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Little Rock, Arkansas, Saturday, May 14th, 1 p.m. Go to www.cdocinarkansas.com. That's cdocinarkansas.com.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-94 GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, so Skype on into the show here tonight. Skype username is lrn.fm. And Bernie Sanders has come to represent the new socialist movement in America. This gives us an incredible opportunity to address his supporters in a rational, courteous, and dignified way. Fortunately for us right now, we have Roger Veer on the side of freedom, and he has laid out an incredible challenge. Adam Kokesh has agreed to meet Bernie Sanders in any city in America on any day between now and the end of the year for a friendly debate.
That's pretty flexible, right? Any city, any day. For a friendly debate.
Yep, and so Bernie gets to choose. He also gets to choose an objective moderator. The debate is going to be socialism versus voluntarism. To sweeten the deal, Roger Veer, a.k.a. Bitcoin Jesus, has offered that upon completion of a three-hour debate in which both men have equal time, he'll donate a total of $100,000 worth of Bitcoin to the charity of each man's choice. That's $50,000 apiece. Learn more about this challenge at bernie.freetalklive.com. That's bernie.freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. More about Captain America here in moments. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico listening to Kiva. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I just wanted to announce that, you know, Krispy Kreme's donut is only going to start using free-range, hormone-free eggs. So I guess their donuts got even more tastier, you know?
So, now, do the free-range eggs actually taste better?
Yeah.
I mean, there have been blind taste tests done on this.
Well, I can tell you that, I as a guy who eats free-range eggs,
yeah,
that the yolks are just much brighter in color. That much is clear. And I believe that they're, you know, the times that I've eaten a regular hard-boiled egg, it just sort of sticks out to me. It's just sort of the yolk tastes pasty as opposed to, full and flavorful like a yolk should.
Yes, and something I only buy hormone-free, free-range, grain-fed eggs myself, and I just wanted to encourage all of our listeners around the world to boycott Cage 10 eggs. Because, I mean, we've all seen pictures of the cage hens, like five or six stacks piled up.
What's the word? Cage? Cage what?
Cage hen. Cage
caged
hen. Hens.
Oh, caged hen. Gotcha.
Yeah,
I agree with you. I don't think that that farms should be treating animals inhumanely. I definitely understand that. I just wonder, is it true that they really do?
Well,
stuff?
I will tell you this. What's a dozen eggs cost? You would know better than
I have no idea.
I think it's like $1 or $1.50. And it just costs significantly more to run a farm where your chickens are allowed to get out and,
right.
eat bugs and do those sorts
so
of
those
things.
So those are usually like $3 or whatever. For
well, yeah, we pay $4 for a dozen eggs. We happen to know the lady. I guess she sells her eggs for $4 a dozen. However, what we do is take her seconds. So she takes her seconds and so do we. And these are the eggs that are too big, too small, too oddly shaped to sort of sell to the average public. And I think we get them for $3 a dozen, but she can't generate enough seconds to even take on another customer at that level.
Sarah, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When I looked for do free-range eggs taste better, one of the first results on Google is from SiriusEats.com. After quite a bit of setup in the story, the blogger writes, "For the first test, I served them gently scrambled with butter and salt, weighing everything to ensure that each batch was seasoned and flavored to the same degree. The eggs were all cooked in the same pan for the same amount of time on the same burner. The only variable that I couldn't control for was resting time before tasting. I did my best to compensate for this by holding the eggs I cooked first in a warm spot covered with foil. I also cooked the eggs in random order, so that should any trends emerge based on cooking order, I'd know that it was skewing my results. Even before serving the eggs to the tasters, I noticed differences. Color seemed to vary quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
With the pastured eggs on the more intensely orange end of the spectrum, the more omega-3 the eggs contained, the deeper orange the yolk was as well. The plain organic eggs and plain standard factory eggs were the palest of the lot. The difference in pigmentation can be accounted for by the varying diets of the chickens. Pastured hens eat bugs and flowers, both of which contribute color to yolks. Chickens bred for eggs with high omega-3 acids are fed with a diet enriched with flax seeds and sea kelp, which again contribute color and some say an off-putting fishy aroma. But would these color differences correspond to a related difference in flavor? A panel of 8 tasters tasted the eggs without knowing which were which. They were not blindfolded, so they could see the color difference. I then had them rate the overall flavor of the eggs and comment on their texture, appearance, and anything else of note. After tallying, the results were split. Half the tasters remarked there was almost no difference at all in the flavor of the eggs. The remaining tasters noted that there were indeed differences. The pastured eggs and eggs with 325 milligrams of omega-3s per serving sat squarely at the top of their lists, described as having a richer flavor, creamier texture, and just being overall eggier. Next were the 200 milligram and 100 milligram omega-3 eggs with the standard factory and regular organic eggs at the bottom. Nobody detected any off or fishy aromas in any of the batches, so the results were clear. For the best tasting eggs, go for the pastured chickens. And so that's one person's taste test. I was just curious to see, what would the results be of that?
Well, I can, I believe there's firmly that there's a big difference. What my wife's been doing is steaming them, and they peel a lot better. You steam them for 10 minutes, and then you soak them in cold water for 10 minutes, and they just, the shells just come right off.
Mark. Okay, so a little bit further in the same story. Hang on a minute. Is it just a coincidence that the eggs that appeared the yellowest also happen to be the taster's favorites? I wanted to find a way to perform a taste test such that the color of the eggs would have no bearing on the final results. Here's what I came up with. A few drops of green food coloring added to each batch of scrambled eggs should do the trick. Though they varied in shade from sour apple Jolly Rancher to overcooked asparagus soup, depending on the number of drops I added, the color now had absolutely no bearing on the provenance or flavor of the eggs. I re-administered the taste test, rearranging the order of the eggs. This time, most people could not taste any difference in the eggs. Those who did taste a difference picked a totally different batch of eggs. This time, there was no clear winner and no discernible trends based on how the eggs were produced or the levels of omega-3s. In fact, only one taster actually picked the same egg as her favorite both times.
I'm curious as to if they would have hard-boiled them and done the just a blind taste test. Just cover your eyes and try these two yolks, because I don't think anyone would claim that the whites of pastured eggs really taste any different, that it's always the yolk that people comment on. And that, for me, is what makes the big difference. I mean, I can tell you, I taste the difference in the, regular yolk. I was expecting to enjoy it, and because my son will only eat the whites. And so I end up eating these yolks, right? And I ended up with one that we were on a trip or something like that, and I was just, you know, popped it in my mouth as usual, and blah!
So the one lady who did pick the same egg as a favorite both times, Erin was her name. The blogger says, so is Erin a super taster or just plain lucky? I decided to have her put her money where her mouth is and performed one last test. I cooked the favored pasture-raised eggs side by side with the losing factory-farmed standard eggs sunny side up. I then served them to both head honcho Ed Levine and to Erin. Bear in mind that at this point, neither taster was aware of which eggs were which they'd preferred the first time around, and whether or not one was supposed to be better than the other. I may or may not have even implied that I was purposely trying to trick them as I served them the eggs. After careful tasting, examination of yolk and white structure, discussion of what makes an egg taste good, and deep thought, Ed and Erin gave their answers. And guess what? Both of them picked the standard battery-produced egg as the clear winner in the head-to-head matchup, the exact opposite of what Erin had picked in both earlier tasting. It was pretty clear evidence that as far as eggs go, the mindset of the taster has far more bearing on the flavor of the egg than the egg itself.
So it's true with a lot of things. I'm very interested in this, you know, one case study here. I think that's very interesting and clever. They did a great job. I'm
one of my favorite.
Not convinced.
Well, it totally makes sense to me, because it is really a lot of about what's in your head as far as what you experience. And a great example of this was, I think it was some guys from Sweden. They went to a foodie conference, like one of these places where all these foodies go.
Sure,
these
sure.
People that are into fancy, fine, organic foods and all this stuff. And they got some food from McDonald's beforehand.
Uh-huh.
And, like, you know, fried chicken and things like that, whatever McDonald's had.
Brought it to the foodies.
They brought it to the foodie event, except they made it look pretty. They, you know, spaced it out, made a nice presentation, and then asked them to try these new organic foods and tell us what they thought. And, of course, the foodies were raving. Oh, my God, this tastes so good. Oh, yeah. Well, it was McDonald's. And, yeah. That's all you need to know.
Yeah.
855 453. Hour number 3 is on the way. More on Captain America, and you can take control. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first time ever, U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.